and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler at 920 Commercial. Pete Euler providing clients with peace of mind in the Emporia area for over 42 years. Call Pete at 342-6272.
You've changed thousands of diapers, cut off hundreds of crusts, played hours of peekaboo and duck duck goose. Because you do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent Pete Euler will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family, no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call State Farm agent Pete Euler in Emporia today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
KVOE News Time is 8:28. Newsmaker 2 time here today. We're pleased to have with us Crosswinds Counseling and Wellness CEO Amanda Cunningham joining us today.
Amanda, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. Good morning to you.
Hey, we're glad to have you in. We saw the news release come down here about Crosswinds selecting a new technology provider here as the ongoing push continues for the Certified Community Behavioral Health Clinic. This has been a main focal point for the last couple of years. NetSmart announced as the provider. Why is this such an important deal here as this process moves forward?
Well, you know, for many reasons, for Crosswinds itself and for the consumers that we serve. I'm not as sure as exciting to the public in the sense of this will be our new electronic medical record, but for us, it just means more robust abilities that we will have. You know, it's required of us to have an electronic medical record, and not all, we call them EMRs for a shorter version, but not all of them are created the same, and so we've really been on the hunt for something different, something new that will allow us to kind of meet all of our own goals and be able to provide better outcomes when we talk to the states or when we talk to our consumers, and be able to show that all these things that we're putting into place are really creating change and really creating more efficiencies for what we do.
How does NetSmart's process maybe do that versus maybe some other options that you were considering?
Well, sure. So we were on, we've been on a few EMRs throughout our history. And the one we are most currently on was actually bought out by NetSmart a couple of years ago. And so we really had to change because it wasn't going to meet the needs and requirements to be that CCBHC, that Certified Community Behavioral Health Clinic, and provide the data. And so we really had to kind of go back to the drawing board and look for what would meet those needs that we have. And so we, you know, took a few months and looked at a lot of different things. And NetSmart is the company that bought our other EMR. And so, you know, we already had a relationship with them. We've already seen some of the things that they're doing. And so when we laid out all the programs that we looked at, we just really felt like it came to the top and really gave us the things that we were really looking for. So the ability to have instant data, more robust data, ability to pull reports, you know, really on a day-to-day basis in real time, and was really user-friendly and allows almost a customizable approach per individual of our staff. And so we're really looking forward to seeing how people choose to use it and how it helps their everyday process.
So is there an upgrade time allotment for this? How long does this take to get, shall we say, installed or the upgrades to happen?
Yeah, it is definitely a process. They tend to like to say it takes anywhere from, you know, 5 to probably 9 months. I think our goal is to be as soon after the year as possible. I'm guessing a more realistic look would be in February or March that we would have it completely ready to roll out and utilize in full capacity.
What type of data are you, I guess, maybe, you know, on some of the different points that you mentioned here, the things that got to go up here to the state, but, you know, what are some of the different, you know, information points that you need to gather here to kind of demonstrate that, you know, you're meeting the goals of this new CCBHC process?
Yeah. So some of the things we were already capturing, but we were doing a lot of it by hand, you know, in our own Excel spreadsheets, and that just takes a lot of workforce time. But things like how long does it take for somebody to get in, which we already know has improved because we're offering open access so people can walk right in the same day that they wish to start services. And then it could be, you know, how long does it take from that intake to your first therapy appointment. It could be when was the next service following a discharge from a hospital. But it could also be, let's look at the assessments that we're giving and are people's scores lowering. So if we do a depression inventory, and we do that, let's just say, once every 3 months for an individual to see that, if we're declining those symptoms, then we can take those data points and look across the way and see if we're making improvements or not, if we can make some adjustments to help somebody, maybe implement something different to help get better results. And so, really anything you can think of. And then internal stuff as well. So how often are we seeing individuals? What's the time frame in between someone's appointments, and can we match that to a diagnosis that either they should, maybe not be seen as often or seen more frequently? And so we can just really start to look at that and see internally what's happening and what things we can do if we need to differently, a kind of a continuous quality measurement.
And we're talking with Crosswinds Counseling and Wellness CEO Amanda Cunningham. Let's move on to the Breaking Stigma, Breaking Ground Capital campaign. Amanda, how are things going?
It's going great. I started to chuckle because it's not like we don't have very much going on right now.
All right.
The campaign's going great. We are still diligently working to close it out. As you guys should see with the press release, we received that Maybe grant, which is a matching. So we are working to close out that grant by finishing out the $800,000 left that we have in our campaign. But we're really closing that gap quickly. Biggest things that we've got out there are we've got about $50,000 in tax credits left, and working on finishing that out here in the near future, and then we'll be really close to that goal, and you'll start to hear from us on kind of some last ditch please help us really finish this out, because we're so close, and I know that with our giving community they'll come on board and really help us do that, because it's almost there, and it's very exciting to see.
How close are you? I mean, I know this is a multi-million-dollar campaign here, but how close are you here to closing this out?
Yep. So when we got that Maybe grant, we were about $800,000 away to close it. And if we get that $800,000, then we receive the $500,000 from Maybe. That said, we've already gotten some pledges in and some new foundational giving, and so we also have other grants and things out that we've written, and so it's really hard to say, but I would say we are down underneath that $500,000 range with some other things out there that we're hoping will come in soon and get us closer to maybe even that $150,000 that we have left of that $5.2 million campaign that we started with.
Not far away indeed.
Not bad.
That's
not
very
bad.
I know, it's close.
Very positive campaign.
Yeah,
that's great. That's awesome work. That is a lot of capital campaign money that has been raised for Crosswinds Counseling and Wellness and all the fine work that they do. So your new locations, where are we at? Where are you at? I guess we should
ask. Where are you at and where are you at?
All of our original buildings, and we do have some people over in the old sorority house, just kind of because we needed the space. The old Jones Institute, Earl Center, old Medical Arts building, the building on State Street that's behind CareArc, it is very much under construction, and the top floor is near completion. Some parts are nearer than others, but we really are still on target to hopefully have people in that top floor by end of November. And then downstairs is coming along great for all of our children's programming, and we hope to be everybody in by end of December still. So it's really come along. It's beautiful. We can't wait to share it with everybody and show it off. And then once that's done, then we'll move over and start working on that Merchant Street Old Sorority House building.
Amanda, before we let you go, why is this move so important? Not only for staffers, but also the clients that you serve. Developing the campus, the campus approach, the campus location, but also this new model. Why are these transformative here for the people that you serve?
Oh, so many reasons. I mean, the biggest reason is it creates stability for Crosswinds' future as far as buildings and ownership of both land and buildings, which also creates stability for consumers. So this is going to truly make us implanted and here to stay, and they don't have to keep thinking about where they might be in their next appointment and those sorts of things. And so it really creates that one-stop shop for those individuals so they know they can count on that. But what it also does allow us to grow. I mean, we are growing like gangbusters to meet the needs of the community and to roll out new services and make sure that we are trying to close every gap there is that we can control related to individuals and not just their mental wellness, but also, starting the substance abuse treatment and combining that with more of a whole person look at, also their health, their mental health, and their substance use potential and trying to make sure that we're connecting them to their community resources and getting the care that they need when they need it.
Good information as always, Amanda. Thank you very much. We appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank you.
Have a great day.
You too. Appreciate it.
Yeah, always good to talk to Amanda Cunningham, CEO, Crosswinds Counseling and Wellness. As always, Chuck, many irons in the fire.
Many irons in the fire, but the transformation continuing for Crosswinds, and we'll continue to keep you updated as more developments come out. And really good news on the fundraising side to hear this morning as well. Now, we got a busy day tomorrow because we'll worm in Emporia Fire Marshal Reese and Bradford to talk about Fire Prevention Week during our newscast. We've got Tony Schneider talking about the Chiefs County Courthouse 150th Anniversary Celebration. That'll be the Newsmaker 2 spot around 8:20. We also have Drs. Sharice Simmons and Jonathan Bates joining us from Newman Regional Health around 8:40 tomorrow morning for the Newsmaker 3. So stay with KVUE. We always have stuff going on here on the morning show.
So we got new physicians.
We have one physician in a new role and one physician who is brand new to the hospital. So those will be our focal points coming up at 8:40 to 8:45 here tomorrow morning.
Yeah, okay. Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler, 920 Commercial. Pete Euler providing clients with peace of mind in the Emporia area for over 42 years. Call Pete to 342-6272 for a quote today. It is 8:38, sunny 63 degrees. Now the headlines from ABC.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy voted out of the